I promise you I'm not going to be that long. I'm not going to drag it. But I want to call your attention for something that really disturbed me on this last 3 weeks as I travel. Last week when I traveled, I got to Miami International Airport and I had a 4-hour wait for the connection. So I had my tablet and I decided to go online. And there was nothing else but fear on the internet. Because now it's been told that Zika has spread out throughout South America. The State Department has issued a travel advisory that pregnant women should not go to South America right now. The Olympic Games are coming in August, and they are issuing an advisory for pregnant women or people that have some kind of disease, chronic disease, especially respiratory disease, not to travel to any country in South America. And now they found Zika in the Caribbean. Trinidad, Jamaica, and another island that I can't remember which one was it. And here am I thinking how people are panicking all over the world now with this nonsense. First was Ebola. Everybody was on alert 24/7. And seems like the Ebola stuff has kind of calmed down. Now with Zika. So, as I'm watching Fox News on my tablet, the reporter was interviewing people and asked, what is your reaction towards this Zika virus? And several people said, I'm frustrated because it's the government obligation to protect me. And I'm feeling unprotected. And I'm thinking, how ridiculous was that statement? It doesn't matter how many laws the government may pass. It doesn't matter how much money may be allocated. If a mosquito that is contaminated will have to bite you, the government cannot shoot it down. Then one may say, well, instead of helping the matter, you're spreading fear. No, I am not. Then I jump on the plane when I get into Brazil. The guy said, which countries did you visit? I said, I'm visiting this country. So you came straight from America? Yes, I did. Have you taken any vaccine lately? I said, I don't think I need to, do I? So these are formalities. I have to ask you this question. I said, no, I have not. When was the last time you took a yellow fever vaccine? I don't know, 10 years ago. And then after the man asked me all those questions, said, what is the big deal? And he asked me, which planet are you living in? I said, last time I checked was Earth. So he looked at me and said, so are you always that playful? I said, no, you asked me which planet I'm living. I mean, I am not understanding. If anything, they will ask me if I came from Brazil, which they are calling the center of the Zika virus. He said, those are the standard procedures. And with the spreading of Zika, we want to know where you're coming from and if you got in contact with blah, 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 blah. And I got out, pick up my luggage, and now I'm waiting for the connecting flight. And the talk of the day was Zika. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? And then it dawned on me. Mostly like the majority of those folks do not know the God that you and I know.
Amen.
Folks, it's written in Psalms 91. that you and I should not be afraid of pestilence that propagates itself at noontime or in darkness. One may say, well, I know somebody that is a good Christian person and got bit by Zika. Then God start lying. At some point, I believe that the government is creating this kind of thing to cause people to be fearful, so that they can exercise even more control upon society. I personally believe that this Zika stuff, it's true, which is a man-made disease. A lot of people are surprised to know that the Zika virus was created in the United States in 1959 by the powerful lab owned by the Rockefellers in order to fight Russia in case there would be an invasion in the time of the Cold War. Any one of you here can buy 1,000 mosquitoes, Zika mosquitoes. All you have to do, place the order, send the wire transfer, and you get a shipping package with all your mosquitoes inside. Are you with me so far? So what is the point? I am not accusing the government of spreading Zika virus, but I would not also discard the possibility that somebody trying to get rid of their political rivals down in South America may have bought a truckload of those virus and lost it on the neighborhood where their rivals lived. I don't know that this is true, but one thing I know, this is a man-made fear. And for those people that don't know God, the God that you and I know, desperation kicks in. We have God's total protection plan.
Amen.
You didn't hear what I said? Amen. We have God's total protection plan.
Amen.
The scripture is filled with verses that speaks about God's concern over you and God's desire to protect you. What is Zika? Whether it's Zika or Ebola or whatever pestilence that will strike at noonday, or whatever pestilence that will strike in darkness. Tonight I want to share with you the fact that God is interested in your protection. And you've got protection 24/7. Therefore, from all people, we, the people of God, the people of the book, should not be a nerve wrack, fearful of the mosquitoes. Now, we're not going to be stupid and let a bunch of water sitting down uncovered and containers up, belly up, you know, I mean, with the mouth open, housing water, you know, that's a breeding ground for any type of mosquito that can produce any kind of disease. We will do what we're supposed to do, whether Zika is in the picture or not. But my point in here is that God's people are supposed to be not freaking out because somebody's telling that Zika has already been found in Northern Virginia. Your God is able and capable to protect you from Zika or any disease that there is. And I think, brothers and sisters, it's not only Zika. It's any stuff that may come our way. If we would happen to have a biological warfare in the United States, I believe that God would be able to protect you and I. When you look to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, you've got this promise. Read it with me. The name of the Lord
is a strong tower.
The righteous. Somebody may ask, what does it got to do with protection from Zika? Didn't we read in Mark 16, 18 that in the name of Jesus we shall pick up serpents? And it's not going to hurt us? If we drink something deadly or poisonous, it will not hurt us either? Is that right? And when we lay hands on people in the name of Jesus, they shall recover? So if a pestilence, if we would have an outbreak right now of whatever they said that we would have, we could use the name of the Lord and hide behind the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And if we would do that, the book says that we would be safe from whatever biological warfare we may have had. I like the way that the New Living Translation puts it. Watch this. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress.
Amen.
Fortress. Everybody knows what's a fortress, right?
Yes.
It's going to be tough to get through it. The godly run to him and are safe. And this is why I say if there would be a biological warfare war, you and I using the name of the Lord would be safely protected. Because the power invested on the name of our God is able to destroy anything that comes our way. If that is not only enough, the power invested on the name of our God, you've got some other protection at your disposal. Psalms 34:7. I like the way that NLT puts it, but let's start with this one here. The angel of the Lord encamps
all
around those who fear him and delivers them. I mean, we're talking about full-scale protection. You've got the power invested on the name of our God. Then we've got angelic protection. Give me the New Living Translation here, brother, please. For the angel of the Lord is a
guard.
He surrounds and defends all who fear him. Isn't that great? I mean, let Zika come. They have to get through the angels before they get to you and I.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying here? Whatever the virus, the disease may be, they've got to get through the angels. Because you and I are surrounded by the angel of the Lord that will fiercely defend all those who believe in God. Now, I absolutely love the way that the Message Bible translates this verse. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. So no matter what the fear may be, no matter what the disease may be called, they've got to get through that circle of protection. They've got to get through the angels before they can get to you and I. Isn't that great? Now, we spoke about the name of the Lord. We spoke now about the angels. And now, in 2 Chronicles 69, you've got the eyes of God looking to protect you. And get this. Well, let's read. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout. What for?
To show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him.
Now, can you just think about this? You've got the name, the power in the name to protect us. Then you've got angelic protection. But you are covered because God's eyes is going all around the earth. All around the earth. That includes the United States. That includes the Middle East. That includes Africa. That includes South America. It's all over the world. His eyes is going around to make sure that people who trust in him, people whose hearts are loyal to him, will be protected because he is willing to show himself strong on behalf of those who are loyal to Him.
Amen.
So panic should never be on our menu.
Yes.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
Now the New Living Translation has it a little crazy, but still worth reading. Watch this. The eyes of the Lord search
the whole.
You see that?
Yes.
So there's Zika virus coming in, the eyes of God are looking. What is it? Well, God already knows. But the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Amen. What that means? You and I have got full protection. When we get to Psalms 121, verse 7, and then verse 8, listen to this. The Lord shall preserve you from few evils. And He shall also the Lord Himself shall preserve you from Zika.
Amen.
Amen.
And He shall preserve your soul. listen to verse 8. The Lord shall preserve you going out of the United States and you coming in the United States, not only this time, but also for evermore.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter what the plague is in South America. You're going to go watch the Olympic game? Go! Because there's a promise for you now that He's going to preserve you going out and you're coming in.
Yes, Lord.
I mean, talk about total protection. It doesn't get better than this. Which causes me to say again, fear should not be in our menu. While I was driving around town in Brazil, I flew in one state and then I flew to my state. While driving, there were countless billboards that said, a mosquito is not stronger than a whole nation.
Amen.
Let's fight Zika.
That's right.
And then I'm thinking, are you kidding me? The people are that panicked. Talking to my brother-in-law, he's going to retire now from the army, a sergeant in the army. He said, Paul, we were sent out to the countryside because in some small villages, people were losing their sleep when they heard the television say that Zika was taking over Brazil. Some people lost their sleep, afraid, concerned, worried about. The army had to go and spray something on the air to calm down the people. We as the people of God have no business to lose sleep over rumors. God forbid one of us would be bitten by Zika or whatever garbage there is. It's still no reason for us to lose sleep over that, because the name of God is a strong tower, because the angel of the Lord will take care of business, because God promised to preserve us, our coming in, our going out, because we belong in the circle. And now when you look at the Proverbs 3, let's start with the Message Bible, 23 and 24. You find the following words. You will travel safely. You will neither tire nor trip. Isn't that a powerful promise?
Yes.
Then you go to the next verse, he says, you will take afternoon naps without a worry, and you will enjoy good night's sleep. Fear should not be on the menu.
Amen.
Whether you're traveling out of the country or you're coming in the country, God got your back,
yes, Lord.
Protection-wise. Are we together?
Yes.
When you go to 1 Peter 3:13, why do you give him the King James or the New King James? Doesn't matter. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? I can tell you this, not Zika. That's for sure. There's a story of a missionary on the 1800s here in the United States that got a call from God to go to preach in one of the African countries. And there was an epidemic of tuberculosis. And the whole congregation tried to dissuade this brother from going. This was one of his favorite scriptures. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? After trying for 6 months to dissuade this man, they couldn't. He jumped on a boat and he sailed to North Africa. He worked on that place for 2 long years. And people were falling dead left and right. Now we're talking about the 1800s. Back then, even in the United States, a lot of people died from TB. Well, finally it's time to come back home. And they had to throw at sea the bodies of people that were dying with TB. By the time that the ship anchored in New York, half of the population of the ship were already dead. A great amount thrown on the sea, and some were brought to bury inland. That man walked out of that ship as if he had never gone to a TB-infested place. What you're saying? And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? Folks, fear, anxiety over this nonsense going on should never, ever, ever, ever be in our menu. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 33:12 something really sweet to my ears. Listen to this. And of Benjamin he says, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." Now, if we are beloved of God, not only I understand that I shall dwell in safety, but I shall dwell between God's shoulders. What that mean? Before Zika get to me, they get to get through my dad. Amen. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Fear is not an option. Fear is not on the menu. And if this is not enough to convince you, listen to Psalms 91, verse 9 and verse 10. "Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place," guess what? 10. "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." Turn to your neighbor and say, "Your home is protected." There's no pestilence that can get through, because God promises that no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. So, preacher, what do I do to be at peace? According to Proverbs 1:33, If you do want to dwell in peace, all you need to do is hear to the voice of your God.
Yes.
Read it with me. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure. Whenever fear comes knocking at your door and try to cause you to be afraid, anxious, you should not allow fear to come in. Because those who listen to God will dwell secure. You know, I like the way that the NLT put this thing here. It's quite interesting. Watch this. But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Protection is your combo package. God got your back. And you and I need not to despair, afraid of anything that might be sent our way. So, preacher, what is the conclusion? I'm going to conclude this scripture by saying, God will never deny himself. God is not a liar. And God promised to protect you and I. Therefore, listen to Psalm 4:8 and make sure that not only tonight, but for the rest of your life, you will take advantage of this. Read it with me. I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord,
make me dwell safely. Thank you, Lord.
While the world is out there, falling apart, disgraced, worried, concerned, fearful, miserable, we're going to do both. I will both. I'm not going to only lay down in peace. It is interesting that says that I will lay down in peace. Why? Because a lot of people are so terrified, so afraid, that even if they lay down, they are having a hard time sleeping because they are fearful of Zika. You kidding me? But again, they don't know the God that you and I know. Make sure that, I don't believe that this has ever troubled any one of us, but every time that fear knocks at the door, you recite in a loud voice, I will both lie down in peace and I'm going to sleep. There's no fear, there's no devil, there's no stupid mosquito that's going to keep me awake during the night. I will sleep because God alone make me dwell in safety.
Amen.
Now, can you put up the New Living Translation up there, brother, please? In peace, I will lie down and sleep. That's it. I'm going to lie down in peace and I'm going to sleep. Unfazed by what NBC is saying. Unfazed by what all the media is saying, because my God has the power to keep me safe where I'm sleeping.
Amen.
And sleeping well.
Amen.
May God help you and I to understand that we are not alone on this. May God, the God of Israel, help you and I to understand that we need not fear, because we've got the best protection package in the entire universe.
Amen.
God bless you.